Hello and welcome. I'm so glad you're here because today we're diving into one of the most practical and marks-rich topics in your GCSE food preparation and nutrition course, food safety. Now, I know what some of you might be thinking. It's just about washing your hands, right? But trust me, this topic is so much more than that, and examiners absolutely love it. Get this right and you can pick up marks across written papers and your practical assessments. So let's get into it. By the end of this episode, you'll know every key temperature, understand the danger zone, be able to prevent cross-contamination like a pro, and have a toolkit of exam techniques that will help you nail any food safety question that comes your way. Ready? Let's go. Let's start with the big one, temperature control. This is the foundation of everything in food safety, and examiners will test you on specific numbers, so you need to know them cold, pun intended. Here are your four critical temperatures. Write these down. Number one, minus 18 degrees Celsius. That's your freezer temperature. At minus 18, bacteria become dormant. They don't die, but they stop multiplying. Food can be stored safely for months at this temperature. Number two, 0 to below 5 degrees Celsius. That's your fridge temperature. In this range, bacteria slow right down. They're still alive, but they're barely moving. This is why chilling food extends its shelf life. Number three, 5 to 63 degrees Celsius. This is the danger zone. Say it with me, the danger zone. In this temperature range, bacteria multiply rapidly. In fact, under ideal conditions, bacteria can double every 20 minutes. That means one single bacterium can become over a million bacteria in under 7 hours. That's why we never leave high-risk food sitting at room temperature. And number four, 75 degrees Celsius. This is your safe cooking and reheating temperature. At 75 degrees, the core temperature of food must reach this level to destroy harmful bacteria. This is the Food Standards Agency, the FSA, guideline, and you must reference the FSA in your exam answers. Now, a really common exam mistake is getting the danger zone wrong. Students often say between 5 and 65 degrees, but the correct upper limit is 63 degrees Celsius. Make sure you know it's 5 to 63, not 5 to 65. Moving on to high-risk foods. These are foods that provide the ideal conditions for bacterial growth. They're moist, protein-rich, and often have a neutral pH. Your key high-risk foods are cooked meat and poultry, dairy products like milk and soft cheese, eggs and egg dishes, cooked rice, seafood and shellfish, and ready-to-eat foods like sandwiches and salads. Here's a useful memory hook for the conditions bacteria need to grow, the acronym FACTOM. F for food, bacteria need nutrients. A for acidity, they prefer a neutral pH between 4.6 and 7.5. T for temperature, that danger zone of 5 to 63 degrees. T for time, given enough time, even a few bacteria become millions. O for oxygen, most harmful bacteria are aerobic, meaning they need oxygen. And M for moisture, bacteria need water to survive and multiply. FACTOM, food, acidity, temperature, time, oxygen, moisture. If you can remember FACTOM, you can explain bacterial growth in any exam question. Now let's talk about cross-contamination, one of the most common causes of food poisoning, and a topic examiners love to test in both written and practical assessments. Cross-contamination happens when harmful bacteria transfer from one food to another, usually from raw to cooked, or from surfaces and equipment to food. The most dangerous scenario is raw meat contaminating ready-to-eat food, because ready-to-eat food won't be cooked again to kill the bacteria. How do we prevent it? Three key strategies. First, use color-coded chopping boards. Red for raw meat, blue for raw fish, green for fruit and vegetables, yellow for cooked meat, white for dairy and bakery products, brown for root vegetables. Never mix them up. Second, separate raw and cooked foods in the fridge. Raw meat always goes on the bottom shelf. This prevents raw meat juices dripping onto cooked or ready-to-eat foods below. Third, wash hands thoroughly between handling different foods, after touching raw meat, after using the toilet, after handling waste, and before starting food preparation. The FSA recommends washing hands for at least 20 seconds with soap and warm water. Now let's cover use-by and best-before dates, because this is another area where candidates lose marks by confusing the two. Use-by dates are about safety, They appear on high-risk perishable foods like raw meat, fish, and dairy. You must never eat food after its use-by date, even if it looks and smells fine. Bacteria can be present without any visible signs. Best before dates are about quality, not safety. They appear on foods like tinned goods, dried pasta, and biscuits. Food past its best before date may not taste as good, but it's generally still safe to eat. The key distinction? Use-by equals safety. Best before equals quality. Examiners will specifically credit this distinction, so make sure you use the correct language. Finally, let's talk about safe defrosting and reheating. When defrosting food, the safest method is to defrost in the fridge overnight. This keeps the food below 5 degrees throughout the process. You can also defrost in a microwave if you're cooking immediately afterwards. Never defrost at room temperature, as the outer layers enter the danger zone while the inside is still frozen. When reheating, food must reach a core temperature of 75 degrees Celsius. Use a temperature probe to check. Insert it into the thickest part of the food. Food should only be reheated once. Reheating multiple times gives bacteria repeated opportunities to multiply during cooling and reheating cycles. Right, let's get exam smart. Here are the most important tips for picking up maximum marks. Tip 1. Always reference the FSA. When you're writing about temperatures or food safety guidelines, say, according to the Food Standards Agency, or FSA guidelines state that. Examiners are specifically looking for this reference. Tip 2. Explain the why. Don't just state a rule. Explain the reason behind it. For example, don't just say store raw meat on the bottom shelf. Say raw meat should be stored on the bottom shelf of the fridge to prevent meat juices dripping onto ready-to-eat foods below, which could cause cross-contamination and food poisoning. That's the kind of developed answer that earns full marks. Tip 3. Link high-risk foods to bacterial conditions. When you're asked about high-risk foods, connect your answer to FACTOM. Explain why those foods are high risk. They provide moisture, nutrients, and a neutral pH that bacteria thrive in. Tip 4. In practical assessments, document everything. Examiners award marks for demonstrating food safety in your planning and evaluation. Mention temperature probes, color-coded boards, hand washing, and storage temperatures explicitly in your written work. Now, the most common mistakes I see. Mistake 1. Writing 5 to 65 degrees for the danger zone. It's 5 to 63. Always 63. Mistake 2, confusing use-by and best before. Remember, use-by equals safety, best before equals quality. Mistake 3, saying cook until the juices run clear. This is not a reliable food safety test. You must use a temperature probe to confirm 75 degrees at the core. Mistake 4, saying bacteria are killed in the freezer. They're not killed, they're dormant. They can become active again when food is thawed. Time for a quick fire quiz. I'll ask the question, pause the podcast, and say your answer out loud. Then I'll give you the correct response. Question 1. What is the temperature of a safe freezer? Answer, minus 18 degrees Celsius. Question 2. What is the temperature danger zone? Answer, 5 degrees Celsius to 63 degrees Celsius. Question 3. What temperature must food reach at its core to be safely cooked or reheated? Answer, 75 degrees Celsius. Question 4. What colour chopping board is used for raw fish? Answer, blue. Question 5. What does FACTOM stand for? Answer, food, acidity, temperature, time, oxygen, moisture. Question 6. What is the difference between use-by and best before? Answer, use-by is about safety. Never eat after this date. Best before is about quality. How did you do? If you got all 6, brilliant. You're ready for the exam. If you missed any, go back and review those sections. Let's bring it all together. The key things to take away from today are 1. Know your 4 critical temperatures. Minus 18 for freezing, 0 to 5 for chilling, 5 to 63 as the danger zone, and 75 for safe cooking and reheating. 2. Understand FATOM and link it to high-risk foods. 3. Prevent cross-contamination through color-coded boards, separating raw and cooked foods, and thorough hand washing. 4. Know the difference between use-by and best before dates. 5. Always reference the FSA, always explain the why, and always use a temperature probe. Food safety isn't just about passing your GCSE. These are genuinely life-saving skills. every time you apply these principles in the kitchen, you're protecting yourself and the people you cook for. You've got this. Keep revising, keep practicing, and I'll see you in the next episode. Good luck.